Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 6th.
Respect for the blood.
This week's messages look at how the blood of Jesus means that we're sanctified or made holy by God. Today, Derek considers what it means to turn your back on that work of God's sanctification. In looking at the sanctifying power of the blood of Jesus, we want to examine a passage from Hebrews that speaks about the apostate, the person who turns away from the Christian faith, having known it, into a deliberate denial and rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It speaks about all the sacred things that he renounces and, in a sense, defiles.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Of how much worse punishment, do you suppose, will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common or unholy thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace?
It's plain to see from this verse that we're sanctified by the blood of the covenant. But here's a person who's been sanctified by the blood of the new covenant, and then turns back. Let's look closely at the meaning of trampling underfoot the blood of Jesus. This reference is in relation to the Passover ceremony, where the blood was applied to the lintel and the doorposts, but never to the threshold. We're never to show disrespect for the blood of Jesus. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim my profound respect for the blood of the covenant, through which I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Amen.